this wonderful gospel, the Epiphany's got so much in it for us to contemplate. And when we think about salvation history, we learn from the Bible that there was a time when humanity was meant to know that there is a God, to walk with God. Genesis shows this beautiful image of Adam and Eve walking in the garden with God in the cool of the evening. You know, in other words, to live life on earth with full knowledge of the world to come, of our status as created beings. That earth, of course, from the very beginning was a time of testing and trial, but to know exactly what's going on and not to have God in secret, such as it is. And somehow we lost that knowledge in our collective humanity, and we see in the pagans their attempts over the centuries before Christ came and after, without knowledge, true knowledge of God, doing what they could. And here's these magi coming in. You know, they have no knowledge of the true God. They lost that shared knowledge, and the Jews have received the secret of what's really going on, that there is only one true God. And so they're waiting for this Messiah, but they don't know what kind it's going to be. And it's interesting to look at how God operates at this stage 2,000 years ago and today, that there's a great secret. And it's known only to a few at this point, a few shepherds we heard at Christmas two weeks ago. My gosh, was it really 2 weeks ago since Christmas? Time to take that tree down. Thanks be to God. mine's still up. I didn't want to put it up. Now I don't want to take it down. But shepherds, the lowest of the low, received the vision of an angel. Not the local rabbi or Herod. But notice that the magi come and they make a stop. First, they stop and they talk to the government. Then they stop and they talk to the religious. He talks to religious leaders. So God gives them, he lets them in. But Herod is going to seek God in order to kill him. And the religious leaders just throw it off. They don't even bother to go look. So God does give them a hint, but they don't pick up on it. And who picks up on it are these three pagans. And they represent all of us who are not Jews, but who are going to come pouring into the church after the resurrection of the dead. And so you have this great image of all of humanity, that the Lord revealed himself to the Jews in order to give himself to everyone. You know, the old Jerusalem temple had what was called the court of the Gentiles. At the time of Christ, it was the largest section. You had court of the women, the court of the men. Then the priests would come in around the altar outside the temple, and the high priest would go in. And so the court of the Gentile at the time of Christ was a marketplace. This is why Jesus got very angry. His point was, the court of the Gentiles was so that the Gentiles would come in and experience God, not be sold things. And that's why he threw them all out. They had completely lost the sense of why what the Jews were called into existence to be was a light to the nations. So in contemplating that this week, I was thinking about how Christ hides himself in the world today. You know, why doesn't everybody know the great secret? It's in the Bible. People should know. They live their lives like pagans because they don't understand what's going on. Maybe we're afraid God's going to tell us what to do. You know, we don't believe his offer. And so people go on without, as it were, without knowledge. But he hides himself everywhere. I was thinking this week about bringing some bags over for the St. Vincent de Paul Society. I don't know who it was that mentioned to us that they need these shopping bags. Last time they asked, I must have had 5,000 of those things. I was so happy to get rid of them. You know, imagine getting graces for getting rid of all those plastic bags. So, but I usually ask for brown bags and for garbage and recycle and things like that. So I went to Fred Meyer. There was some kind of a new checker. I always engage the checker and stuff. I usually find one that looks friendly, and so she, without thinking, I didn't ask for brown bags, so I'm getting all these plastic bags, and I thought, well, that's good. I'll have more to drop off here, which I did, and so she must have put. I must have had at least 25 bags, but like every two items was a plastic bag. Instead of having two brown bags, I had 25 plastic bags. I thought, well, all right, that's more for St. Vincent de Paul. And then I got home and there's all these extra plastic bags stuck to them. So I had like 50 bags. And so I thought, maybe there's something to this, you know? I'm going to bring these over, a simple act of kindness. Somebody else is going to fill that bag and give it to somebody in need. In spite of our economic recovery, a lot of people aren't sharing in it. There's a lot of people that are on the edge, and someone's going to receive some food in one of these little bags that we're bringing in that are needed. It's a simple act. But you know, that's where Christ is, isn't he? He's not in a manger in Jerusalem. That was 2,000 years ago. Where are we going to find him? We're going to find him in our lives. He's going to hide himself in the person in need, in our family, or just bringing a bag in. If you didn't bring one in, no, it's not a sin. It's just an opportunity. He's waiting in these little opportunities that God shows us. I still remember once a year the priests go down to the coast for, we call it a convocation for clergy. The other names we call it, depending on who's speaking, it's not always pleasant. But I always get a room with a view in case the speaker's boring. But anyway, I remember going out of the room and just talking to the maid that was walking by, and she looked at me like, I can't believe you're talking to me. But see, that's Christ. It's like she has a name. What is her name? That person is not a maid. She's a human being, a child of God. I got a new Fitbit for Christmas, you know. The other one, the band broke, and then that's the end of the stupid thing. So I got one with a changeable band. This time it's going to last. But I had to call them because it didn't come in. It was a gift, but I knew it was coming. And I got somebody in Sri Lanka or someplace. He says, hello, I'm here to help you. My name is Fred. I'm thinking, oh, yeah, really, right. But you know what? Fred may be taking somebody's job in the United States, but you know what? He's a human being, and I treated him with kindness. And I got a survey, and I gave him 4 out of 5 stars. He really helped me. I just said I couldn't understand a word he was saying. I hope he didn't get fired, but I had to be honest. But, you know, Fred's a human being. It's not his fault that the world is the way it is. And I found Christ in Fred, whoever that guy is. I think we have to look to find him, and people are going to be surprised in the last day of their lives, I think, what life is all about. It sure isn't about accumulating stuff. It's not about being healthy, because you lose that in the end. It's not about our travel experiences. I've had a lot of them. But it really is about finding Christ. And these three wise men, or whoever they were, didn't even say they're men, but whoever they were, they came. They weren't Jews, they were pagans, but they were truth seekers, weren't they? As far as they could, they had found God without any revelation whatsoever. And God revealed to them first that it was him in the form of that baby. They bowed down and did him homage. Herod didn't recognize him. The government didn't. The government tried to kill him. The religious leaders didn't. They were the ones that handed him over 33 years later. But it was the pagans and people of humility that still recognize him today. And the challenge is to find him in the unfortunate circumstances of our lives. But God is waiting to be found, and he rewards everyone that finds him.